Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box, where we dive into the joy of home cooking. I'm your host, Ben Harper, and today we're unlocking the secret to perfect fried rice, a dish that's about to transform your dinner game forever. Fried rice, a beloved classic, often seems simple, but a few expert tweaks can elevate it from good to extraordinary. Whether you're a cooking novice or a seasoned chef, today's tips will help you master this versatile dish. Let's start with the essentials. For perfect fried rice, you'll need a wok or a large skillet, a sturdy spatula, and a good cutting board. These tools are key to the easy preparation we all love about fried rice. Now the ingredients, the real stars of the show. You'll need 2 cups of day-old rice, as fresh rice can be too moist and sticky for frying. You'll also need 1 tablespoon of vegetable oil, 1 small diced onion, and your choice of vegetables and protein. These simple components lay the foundation for a fantastic fried rice. Here's how you make it. 1. Heat the oil in your skillet over medium-high heat. 2. Add the diced onion and any other aromatics you like, such as garlic or ginger, and stir-fry until they're translucent. 3. Toss in your vegetables and protein. Stir-fry until they're just cooked. 4. Push everything to the side, pour a bit more oil in the center, and add beaten eggs. Scramble these right in the pan. 5. Now, add your day-old rice. Break up any clumps and stir-fry everything together. This step is crucial for getting that signature fried rice texture. 6. Finally, season with soy sauce, a splash of oyster sauce if you like, and adjust your seasonings, including a quick sprinkle of salt or pepper. Remember, the key to outstanding fried rice lies in the high heat and quick stir-frying, ensuring each grain of rice gets a bit crispy and full of flavor. If you're serving fried rice as a main dish, it pairs wonderfully with a variety of proteins like grilled chicken, shrimp, or tofu. And for a fun twist, set up a fried rice bar when you have guests, with various toppings and sauces for everyone to customize their bowl. Storing is just as easy. Cool your fried rice to room temperature, then store it in an airtight container in the fridge for up to 4 days, or freeze it for longer storage. When you're ready to enjoy it again, just reheat it on the stove or in the microwave with a splash of water to bring back its moisture. And there you have it, folks, your guide to making perfect, restaurant-quality fried rice at home. It's not just about feeding the body, but also about creating memories around the dinner table. Thanks for tuning in to Simple Recipe Box. I'm Ben Harper, and I can't wait to hear how your fried rice turns out. Until next time, keep cooking. Keep experimenting, and keep making each meal a story worth telling. Happy cooking, everyone.